This is Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. You're about to listen to my interview with Mika Moore. This is the first of two that I've done in 2007 with Mika. This one was January of 2007 on the floor. She was standing right next to Miko Sins, so Miko kind of pokes her head in for a little bit there as well. Got more in depth with Mika in the later interview, but I hope you enjoyed this one as well. I welcome your feedback. Please drop me a line, Roger@RogerReviews.com, and let me know what you think. Enjoy. All right, we're doing two in a row. Now, right next to Miko is...
Mika Moore.
And you may mispronounce it, but it is Mika.
Yes, I get a lot of Mikas.
M-I-C-H-A.
Yeah.
M-O-O-R-E, but it's Mika.
Yeah.
Okay. And how old are you?
I am freshly 19.
I'm from Seattle.
How long have you been in the business?
I'm from California.
Since I graduated high school in June.
Yeah. So you were 18 and a half.
Yeah.
Got into porn.
I did.
How does that happen?
Happens when you work at Starbucks and you and your chef manager move in together and say, fuck Starbucks, and say, let's do some swimsuit modeling. And one thing leads to another and you're in the middle of porn.
A cautionary tale for girls doing swimsuit modeling. Be careful.
Exactly.
You
don't
could
know
end
where
up
it's
in porn.
Yeah.
Okay, about how many movies have you done?
I'd say about 15, 20.
So in like 9 months, 15 or 20?
Yeah.
That's not many.
Maybe, I don't know.
But you haven't done 200. So you've been selective.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember your first?
Yes. My first film?
Yes.
Okay.
Your first anything?
My first anything was in Florida for Bang Bros. It was Monster of Cock with Ramon.
Nice.
Yeah.
Were you impressed by the monster?
I was. I was a little scared by the name, but it walked out and it didn't treat me wrong, so I wasn't complaining.
Was that the largest such appendage you had seen?
I'd seen, yes, because I was used to an experienced high school man voice.
But you've seen bigger since?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But he's up there. Yeah.
Okay. Any favorite movies you've done that people should go out and see?
My roommate and my best friend, Mackenzie Miles, her and I did a little girl. It's called Muff Bumpers. That was pretty hot. And then we did one for Combat Zone. It was Naughty Amateurs. And then I just got one out, at Red Light, Wasted Youth. Those are some of my really good
ones. So you're starting to get some of the big companies?
Yeah, I'm having.
Any favorite people to work with yet?
I love New Sensations. I love Evil and Elegant Angel. Red Light was awesome. I seriously have no complaints with anyone I've ever worked for. There's been some long, not so great days, but I don't have any like terrible complaints.
So far been good experiences.
Yeah, so far.
Any favorite performers to work with?
I have a lot of fun with Van Damage because he's so like silly like me, and it's a lot of fun. And I want to work with James Dean. Where are you, James?
He's walking around somewhere.
I know.
I think you're taller than he is.
I know.
He's a short little guy.
I know.
Girls, any favorites?
Vanessa Lynn, I want to work with her, and I love working with Mackenzie, and Daisy's pretty hot, Layla Starr, she's fucking sexy.
So you just kind of like everything. What's your favorite thing to do?
Get eaten out.
Most girls don't say that.
Really?
That's an honest... No, most girls say suck cock.
Really?
But I don't think that's an honest answer. I think your answer is much more...
Yeah, I know. They're like, I want to give. I don't want to seem like... I like sucking cock, but it feels a lot better when they're sucking my clit.
It's a give and take, right?
Yeah.
I will if you will, right?
Exactly.
Okay, good job.
Yeah.
Do you have a website yet?
I have the domain, MissMikeAmore.com, but I have content I've shot... I just have to get the between stages. I got a MySpace. Check me out. Mika Moore. Check it out. Not the first person. He's a Christian guitarist. I'm the second one. Yeah, you wouldn't want to.
We don't want to send a fan mail describing how much you enjoy the blowjobs.
Exactly.
The wrong person.
Might say the wrong message.
Yeah, it might be the wrong one. What else? How tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
And dark hair, brown eyes, measurements.
34, 26, 36.
Looks like natural breasts.
I just got my breast reduction. So. No. Yeah, they're natural.
They were what? They were triple E's before?
Yeah, it was just so hard, you know?
I remember seeing a picture of you, and we couldn't see your navel because they were down there.
Exactly.
They look amazing now. They're almost perfect.
Exactly. I mean, they look like a...
No, so we'll take some pictures to show. She's not a busty girl, but they look firm and natural, and that's the important thing, right?
Sure.
Are you going to get them bigger?
My titties done?
Yeah.
I want to, but everyone's like, no, don't do it. And I'm like, yeah. I want to play with them. I want to have people play with them. But I like my nipples. So
but would you ever get any work done if you had big boobs and played with them all day? You'd probably just sit at home and squeeze them all day.
Right. I can only do solo shit. I would want to stop touching myself.
You just have to put a webcam in your house.
Yeah.
I'm just going to play with my boobs all day.
Yeah.
Okay, so some people say don't get them done.
Yeah.
They're perfect. Yeah. They don't need to be redone. But, you know, if you want to, power to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything you don't do on camera at this point?
Anal, gangbang, interracial, anything more than one guy, swallow, cream pie. All that fun stuff.
So there's lots of stuff you don't do.
Yeah.
And what's the reason for all that?
I don't want to.
Not into anal in your private life?
Never.
Okay. And cream pie, we're assuming that's just not a particularly healthy thing.
Yeah, and swallow, I'm vegan, so I don't digest anything by humans or animals. You know?
That's a good excuse.
I know.
I've heard lots of excuses not to swallow. That's the first one I've ever heard that said it's because she's a vegan.
I know.
That's good. You can suck meat, but you can't eat the juice.
Exactly.
I gotcha. And why no interracial?
Why no interracial? I am not objected to it in my personal life. Not like I go around and do it all the time, but in a work perspective, I know it's fucked up. I just haven't gone into it yet. They're so big. I'm scared.
Oh, so that was yet. It's not that you won't do it. It's just you haven't gotten around to it yet.
I don't know what I'll do tomorrow, so.
All right. Anything else people should know about you? We know now you're a vegan.
Yeah.
How long?
Vegetarian for 5 years, vegan for two. I love my kitty cat.
Now, here's a question.
Okay.
You're a vegan, but you go down on girls.
Yeah.
There's you know, fluid secreted there as well.
Yeah.
How do you get around that?
Spit.
You don't swallow that either.
I've never even gotten in that position to swallow it, but I think I just use this lube. Recycle.
It actually never gets swallowed. It just gets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're ducking there.
Yeah,
the logic unravels. That's okay. You know.
Yeah.
What else should we know about you?
I'm into making love, not war.
What were you like growing up? Were you a smart kid? Were you a tomboy?
Yeah, I was in the high honor roll. Soccer, track, volleyball, basketball, Catholic school till I was in high school. Then I went to public school and learned.
Did you go wild?
Yeah, stepped out of the bubble.
You still have one of your school uniforms?
Yeah, it fits a little differently, but it still fits.
Do you ever break it out?
Yeah.
And let me guess, it's never your idea to break it out, is it? It's always the guys.
Actually, you know what's funny? It's when I was like living at home and I wasn't even into it, I would try it on secretly in my room, just try to be all sexy.
Did you know at the time that it was a really hot uniform?
No, I didn't.
No?
No. I didn't know it was going to be.
She's laughing like she knows. Do you have one of those too, Miko?
I had a uniform all throughout junior high, and I tried to make it as sexy as I could, because it was navy blue.
You roll it up?
And I would get the little skorts that were, you know, a little too short. Yeah. Gotta do what you can, because it's ugly.
Now, do you still have yours?
I don't have mine. I wanted to burn it after 3 years. Yeah.
You needed Dennis to keep
uniform.
It.
What?
A Dennis uniform. You'd have to go out and...
So you
have fun.
Yeah. Huh?
So you need to get a new one then. It'll probably fit you better, right?
I just got a cute little skirt, a little fucking Catholic schoolgirl slutty bitch titty skirt.
Have the people you went to school with know that you've become this, you know, big
she's
porn
back
girl?
To the booth right now, though.
I am rather known in my small town of Beaverton, Oregon. Let's just say that.
I had a friend who lived in Beaverton, Oregon.
Really?
Years ago.
What's your name?
Yeah. It's a town.
Yeah.
I love Portland. I love my family and friends there. But
so people know.
Yeah.
Were they surprised, or did they just kind of go, yeah, that's where we figured she'd end up?
Some people were like, holy fucking shit.
He has
I was a lot more than I ever thought I'd see of you. And then they thought for 5 minutes, and were like, yeah, I could see that.
Okay.
Okay.
What else? Is there anything else you want people to know?
I want them to know to check out Mackenzie Miles, because here. I love her.
Okay. Is she in Render somewhere? We should talk to her.
No, she is in Japan for a Pokemon convention.
Did that qualify her as a super geek?
Yeah, super freak.
Okay, so we need to check out Mackenzie Miles also.
Yeah.
Have you guys worked together on camera?
Many times.
Do you work together at home?
Let's just say I get into character somehow.
You know you're not supposed to bring your work home with you, don't you?
I know.
They live together, so, you know.
Yeah.
What about her? Have you worked with Miko yet?
I haven't.
Would you like to right now?
No.
Would you like to right now?
We're really good friends. Like, once I become really good friends with a girl, it's kind of hard to work with them. Yeah, it's awkward. It really is.
That's what it was like with Mackenzie.
Yeah, was it? Because they're like, her and Mackenzie are like best friends. But, like you said, you guys had to crack. You guys had to do so much.
Is it awkward when you're friends with a guy too, or just with a girl?
No,
not so much a guy for some reason. That's weird. Now that I think about it, not so much weird for a guy.
Like, I think it'd be weird, but I see a bunch of them around here. And
exactly.
I just act like I went to high school.
Exactly.
With them. I'm like, hey.
Yeah. We just like we're partners in crime here, and
she's a
fun girl.
Dad.
Yeah. We have the same birthday, but I'm 2 years older than her. Yeah.
October 5th.
Yeah.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you.
And thank Hundies for allowing us to interview these two beautiful women.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Micah, not Mika.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
How many different ways have they spelled it?
They on this one thing for fucking the Cornville party or whatever, it's spelled M-I-C-H-A.
Yeah, that's wrong, though.
Misha.
Wow. If you only have two different spellings of your name, you're lucky.
Yeah,
some girls aren't so lucky.